Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Michael Cox is in the house, Falling Bright Wine Merchants. Welcome.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks, Ron.
And on your birthday, too.
That's right. I'm a young 40 years old.
Got you up early to come out and chat with us about dining and wine. Well, obviously, anybody watching Ron Siegel Radio, TV knows that dining is one of my passions.
But we're going to chat about
built
that.
For the task.
There we go. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner. Plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. I didn't know, Michael, we're celebrating today. We celebrate every day, but today is National Spaghetti Day. I don't know if you're a spaghetti fan, but...
Yeah, sure am. Yeah, I've got Italian roots, of course.
Got Italian roots. Okay, there we go. So... today is National Spaghetti Day, so if you're so inclined. It's kind of odd, though, with, you know, this time of year, we're like, everyone's, more people are talking about diets than food.
For sure.
But, you know, National Spaghetti Day, we indulge. Went to an interesting restaurant last night. I don't know if you've been there. What do they call it? Fifth OC.
No.
Top of the Grand something or another hotel, right by Disneyland, celebrating a friend's birthday.
Well,
a little chilly out there because it is right there on the very top of the hotel, outdoor restaurant. Heaters, yeah, weren't great, but the food, ambient, the area, love the Disneyland Resort area. Great waitress over there, great service, great staff. That was kind of fun. But a lot of fried food, so I'm not sure about that one early in the month. But, you know, something that's not a problem because I've beaten anorexia. moving right along, looking at the markets, Dow Jones. Yeah, back there flirting with 20,000 again, up 49 points. Oil up 80 cents. They're talking about oil continuing to increase, which means gas prices, $2.35.3 is the national average. $2.76.9 right here in the state of confusion. Like to tax ourselves, about 42.3 per gallon going to Sacramento so they can waste more of our money. They do that really, really well. It's one thing that I must admit our state legislature does well, and that is waste our money. But we'll find out more about that as the days and weeks come when they try and figure out or they realize that, you know, that state retirement fund is not going to get 7% return on investment. Well, what's going to happen there? Well, more taxes for you and me. But oil keeps moving up. What does that mean for your home loan rates? Well, the U.S. 10-year Treasury at 2.45, up a little bit this morning. Interest rates have continually been rising since the election. Interesting. We're right now, last week, 4.32 was the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey of Interest, 4.32. Still a great rate. Don't think that because you didn't get that 3% rate that your brother got 6 months ago, that 4.32 is not a good rate. Your grandparents probably paid 18%. So 4.3, you're probably still in good shape. Make that decision to go and get either the new house, and we're going to talk about that a little later on today, or get that refi done. Maybe you even want to be talking to us about consolidating your debts. Student loans at, say, 7%, credit cards at 20 or 30%, auto loans at 7, 8, 9%. Think about all of those different numbers, and you can put those all into a home loan. Keep making the exact same payment that you've been already making, and watch how much quicker everything goes down as far as the balances on your debts. Just a little bit of thought process for you there. Checking the news this morning, there's a lot of interesting news going on. We've been waiting for this. It's really interesting listening to what's going on. It's interesting, humorous, a lot of interesting stuff. Look at this. Chuck Schumer yesterday. He is now the Senate Minority Leader. As of yesterday, he was sworn in, telling President-elect Donald Trump to stop using his Twitter. Why they don't want Mr. Trump to use his Twitter account? It's very, very simple. Do you remember the election and how many times it was commented on that we weren't getting all the information that we really should have got? And it was because it's being biased by different news organizations. Fox has their slant. The New York Times has their slant. NBC makes up their own stuff. They don't even care what the news is. You know, just watch them. Well, think about this. When Trump goes out there and has something to say, he doesn't say it to the New York Times, which is really upsetting them. He doesn't say it to Fox News. They're not happy about it. Doesn't say it to MSNBC. Hee-haw. He tells you and I the exact information he wants us to know or his opinion right here, right now. So when he says that and you hear about these issues, they're unfiltered. They're unchanged. You get to hear the entire message, and the media doesn't like it. Mr. Schumer doesn't like it. It's going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing plays out over the next 4 years, because there's about 50 million people. Yes, significantly more than what the circulation is of the Times or MSNBC or Fox News. About 50 million people getting that information direct from the horse's mouth. It'd be very interesting to see where that all goes. Is it going to be a whole – what's going to happen if Twitter goes out of business? You know, they don't do very well. So that's going to be another issue for us to really pay some good attention to. And we are seeing the battle right now on Capitol Hill. What's that battle going? President Obama going to Capitol Hill. Now, it's only taken him – I understand it's only about 2 or 3 blocks from the White House. He goes there once a year maybe. And no, he doesn't want to talk to everybody. He just wants to talk to the Democrats, seeing how he can keep the Unaffordable Care Act in place. Well, one of his own, Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, said, you know, I'm not really interested in going to hear what the president has to say about this issue. Same time that President Obama is there, Vice President-elect Mike Pence is at the Capitol, talking about the same idea, the repeal of Obamacare. And ironically enough, whether you like it or not, this is going to be an administration that's going to try to get things done. And they do it like a business person does things. So Mr. Pence is there saying, we want the bill on the president's desk by February 20th, giving him 30 days to get it done. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know about your job. I don't know about your business. But in most instances, when a business owner has a idea, they also set a time frame. I know that usually probably the first of the month, Michael, I probably get an email from you that tells me about the new wine trio.
You better believe it. Every first of the month, as a matter of fact.
Exactly on the first of the month.
Mm-hmm.
You're a business owner.
That's right.
It's going to happen. Now, you may have to stay up till midnight on the 31st or the 30th or the 28th or whatever to get it done.
That's correct.
Right? But it's got a deadline.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And I think we're going to see some new world. Whether you're for the repeal or not for the repeal, that's irrelevant in this issue. It's a different world, a different way of doing things. And I think it's going to be... maybe we'll get some things done in Washington, D.C. The tweets, though, think about this. Yesterday, the president-elect tweeted, and Congress acted based on 140 characters. He didn't need to make an 8-minute speech or answer a question in 8 minutes, as we've seen over the last 8 years. 140 characters, Congress changed their direction pretty quick. Got to like that idea. Speaking about changing direction, Judicial Watch came in with some expenditures of the current administration. I wonder what's going to happen in the new administration. So far, now they're usually about a year, 2 years behind in the calculating of budget numbers. $96.9 million in travel expenses for the president and his family. $96 million. Can you imagine that? Fundraising trip to San Diego, $2.1 million. A trip to the Florida Everglades, $1 million. Michelle Obama and daughter's ski trip to Aspen, $222,000. A trip to Cuba, Argentina, $7.1 million. Michelle Obama and daughters in 2016, going to Morocco, Spain, Liberia, $500,000, and $360,000 to go with Hillary on a campaign trip in July of 2016. Imagine these numbers. Do you think we can save some money here when we're $20 trillion in debt? Now, I know $100 million is just a kick in the bucket to some of these folks. But you know something? To you and me, it's coming out of our pockets. And I think we ought to be looking and saying, how do we save some money? And we're going to talk more about saving money. And when we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Year-over-year sales increases in real estate reach double digits in five price categories. Best credit card tips for 2017. Seven steps to take now if you plan to buy a house in 2017. We're going to talk about that as well. And we're going to talk about wine, dining. We've got a lot to chat about, so we're going to get on with it. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the trusted professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your real estate. Year over year, sales increases are reaching double digits or reach double digits in five price categories. That's according to the National Association of Realtors' most recent existing home sales report. In the compared numbers versus last year, obviously this would be 2016 versus 2015 because it's a little early to get any numbers, 2017. Home sales are up dramatically in five of the six price ranges. Home prices between $100,000 and $250,000 showed a 20.7% increase year over year. Impressive increase showing that November was an excellent month for home sales in this price range. Surprisingly, the 20.7% increase in sales in this range was not the highest price change achieved, as homes over $250,000 increased by double-digit percentages, with sales in the $750,000 to $1 million range showing the largest increase, 43.2%. Pretty significant numbers. If you're thinking about buying a house, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the real estate professionals that are doing the job. We had Brent Humphreys in yesterday. We were chatting. He's out in the San Diego market. There's a big difference in real estate professionals. Not all real estate professionals are created equal. I've shared this with you many times. There's 19,000 people, a little over 19,000, with real estate licenses in Orange County, California. The average real estate professional does one half of one transaction per year. Do you think you're going to get a lot of experience doing a half a transaction a year? Think about this, and we're going to talk to Michael Cox here in a minute about wine. What if you opened half a bottle of wine every year? Took the cork out halfway. Do you think you're going to know anything about wine if you take it out halfway? Same idea with real estate. Just does not work. So we're going to get you in touch with the right people who understand these programs the right way. Speaking of wine, so welcome and wish another happy birthday to our friend Michael Cox here.
Thank you.
So, and I don't give our guests too much leeway or information up front, but I did have a friend of mine who's a fraternity brother of mine, Michael, that's a wine, a beer and wine distributor up in Northern California.
Yeah.
And he was sharing with me that he's with, I forgot which, one of the big houses, everybody would know the name if I mentioned it. But last year he told me like 70% of their business increase was in craft beer.
Yes. And I'm a big fan as well.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and the other part of that was I found fascinating was he said the, I don't know what the right term is, the more risque the name of the bottle or the brand or the item, the better it sells.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I've seen the same thing.
Have you? Okay. And then I just saw this article in the last couple of days that said the younger generations of wine drinkers are demanding prettier bottles. Are you finding that in the wine market?
Yeah, I do think, you know, even for myself, that the label always has a level of intrigue, you know, and you know, though I'm very much interested in what is inside that bottle.
Right, exactly.
For sure, yeah. I mean, it's almost like looking at a work of art, you know. There's certainly definitely a visual appeal to a label.
Well, I must admit, I've bought some wines a few times, strictly because of the name. And I've been known to be a little bit of a prankster from time to time. So I think there was a bottle that's one at Costco. I think it's called Ménage à Trois.
Sure, yeah.
So I have no idea how it tastes, but I bought it just to take to a party just for the label effect.
For sure, yeah. I love these fun names that create, you know, it creates conversation, gets a laugh out of people. And yeah, you know, for the most part, you know, most of these wines are either good table wines. Some of them are exceptional, and well, some of them at least they're a good joke, you know.
Right. And you get something out of all of them, right?
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, you're not gonna. I don't think that somebody's. And you would know this better than me. I don't know. I'm looking here at a label of a bottle called Middle Sister.
Mm-hmm.
No clue. I mean, it looks like it's a white wine of some sort. I have no idea. I've never seen it on the shelf anywhere. But I think if it's a moderate price, and moderate means something different to everybody. You know, you'll buy something like that to take it to a party just again for the conversation.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you know, the person that enjoys the boxed wines or some of the others, and I've got some friends that like boxed wines. I don't admit to them. I don't talk to them too often. Just joking.
Don't go to their parties too often.
But you know, something that's fun because one of our friends does like boxed wine. He's very, very comfortable in talking about it. So, you know, we'll have a nice bottle of wine and go over and we go to Walmart and get him a box and put his ice cubes in it. So okay. It makes him happy.
Everybody's happy. There's something out there for everybody.
Right. So the label, so you're finding, what are some of your favorite labels? Just as far as a fun, you know, think about it. I mean, I look at Prisoner has a nice label on it.
Yeah, for sure.
Then there's some real elegant ones. I think Justin's label or their bottle,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not a fancy label, but it's very, very elegant.
Yeah, you know, as far as those, you know, those punchy jump out at you labels, I love the Orange Swift Winery. Their labels are really catching, sometimes a little bit avant-garde. There's a label on our current tasting trio called Disciples from the Crane Assembly. Big ram skull that's this dark sepia tone that's really eye-catching. And it's wonderful because the wine inside is absolutely stunning. It's funny. I love their labels as well. My wife and I were married there in 2007. And it's the labels like that that kind of, I think, showcase a little bit of what is inside the bottle. You know, sophisticated, elegant wine that is, you know, certainly, you know, reserved for a special, you know, day.
That's something interesting that you say that because, you know, you do look at it. And in our whole conversation this morning, think about when you reflect, right? You look at something like Middle Sister, and there's a label that says Middle Sister. It's not talking to you about, you know, sophistication. It's talking to you about having a good time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go with there with Ménage à Trois. I mean, that we're just not going to have that conversation. It's a family show. But right. I mean, they say something to you. You look at some of the real elegant wines, and you know, I wouldn't expect at a fine dining establishment to see Ménage à Trois or Middle Sister. You expect to see that sophistication and I don't know. What do you think?
For me, you know, the label, you know, for if people are shopping in that manner, and even for, you know, certainly someone who has been consuming wine for a while, a label is, you know, supposed to offer you a level of comfort, whether it's a statement that's telling you a certain story, whether it's the Middle Sister, or, you know, it's really a label that's, you know, that kind of that poster theme that jumps it at you, that makes you want to grab the bottle. You know, a label is kind of the invitation to the wine, to kind of, you know, the handshake to kind of get you started.
So if that's the case, I mean, so the one that you were just mentioning, the Ram's Head.
Yeah, sure.
So what are your thoughts about? What are they trying to tell us from that label? Is that the label of the bottle? Well, or is that the label, or is that the logo of the winery?
So that's the label of that particular bottle. And yeah, it's funny you mentioned the Prisoner Wines. The part of the team that was involved in those Prisoner wines is also making this wine as well. So it's that same similar style, bold and expressive. And I think that label really kind of evokes that statement of what the wine is going to be. You know, it's going to be certainly something that's going to be memorable. It's going to be something that's punchy and big. It's Zinfandel and Petite Syrah, most of it from an old vine vineyard in Napa Valley. So it's really rich and intense. And yeah, those are some old dusty vines. They could have a couple ram heads hanging around, you know. So I think, yeah, very much a label can evoke a certain style that may be within the bottle. Yeah.
Interesting stuff. We're going to talk more about the wines. We didn't even chat about this wine trio that our friends at Falling Bright do. It's got very, very interesting. I know last month the wines that I got some great reviews and raving fans from it. We're going to chat about how they come up with these wines. Where do they? What's the thought process behind them? How do they pair the wines? And believe it or not, we may even talk about some wines to pair with salads. I know, but we're going to talk about it anyway. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we'll also talk about best credit card tips for January 2017 and 7 steps to take now if you're planning to buy a house. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but over 4.5 million people watched our replays on Ron Siegel Radio, or Ron Siegel on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145542. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by Processing for a Cause. If you've got a business and you take credit cards, Processing for a Cause, they do a great job of saving our business friends money. So they've got a simple concept. They either save you money or they'll give the charity of your choice $500. How do you go wrong there? I love the idea because I like the idea of saving money, but then they're going to take and give you the ability of giving 20% of your processing fee back to the nonprofit organization of your choice. So I think about a win, 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 all of those right there in the same context. Best credit card tips for January 2017. Number one, include your credit card debt in your budget. I know a lot of people put their holiday spending on a credit card, then they work on paying it off all year. Maybe you want to think about doing it the other way around this year. Yeah, pay off the 2016 debt, but put a little extra away so that at the end of the year, when you get to the holidays this year, maybe you've got all that cash already set aside instead of having to work toward paying back something you've already spent. Review the 2016 credit card statements. A lot of folks, when they do these reviews, they start looking and saying, did I really spend that there? And it might have been that I got a great bargain somewhere. It might have been that, well, I didn't know we spent that much money for breakfast the other day. Think about those concepts. Get the right credit card. Are you getting rewards for something that you're not going to ever use? Think about that concept. Chase Freedom Card, 5% cash back bonus categories that you register for each quarter. A different, and I don't get any benefit from talking about Chase at all. Negotiate better credit card terms. If you've got a lot of credit card debt, the credit card companies don't want you to have to file bankruptcy and not get anything. So in many instances, if you call them and talk to them, they might put a payment plan together for you and lower your interest rates. Just a few thoughts for you. That's your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by Processing for a Cause. So we're chatting this morning. Michael Cox, Falling Bright Wine Merchants, is in the house. Chatting. What do you think we're chatting about with Michael? It's talking about wine. But, you know, at the beginning of every year, I was actually watching a broadcast this morning, and they had Dr. Oz was one of the guests on there. And he's talking about diets for 2017. He was talking about his mentor coming on his broadcast later today, how she's done great on dieting recently. So I thought, you know, maybe we ought to talk about wine pairings with salad.
Okay.
Is there such a thing, Michael?
Yeah, there is. There is, actually, yeah.
Okay, because my wife says that when she's decided that it's time for her to diet, it's got to be clear. So she goes to, she gets rid of her red wine and goes to vodka.
Okay. Yeah. And that's going to lower your caloric intake that way. Sure. Sure.
So how do we, couple issues. Red wine, are we going to have, is there more calories in one type of wine versus another?
Typically, no. You know, your calories for a glass of wine are going to remain basically the same. Whether it's red, white, sparkling, rosé.
Okay, so we're not worried about that part of it. It's gonna, and again, if you drink enough of it, then you don't worry about the food part.
No, right. Liquids only, the doctor said.
There we go. And you know, I'm a big believer because there was one study that I saw out of Oxford, I think it said, you drink one glass of red wine a day, it's great for you.
Yes.
I saw another one that said two glasses is good for you too.
Yeah.
And I'm a big believer that if one is good, two's better, three's got to even be better than that.
There you go. Yeah, right? Just might as well just drink the whole bottle. Why even get the glass?
Exactly. You know something? I'm glad you brought that up. So, you know, you go with a green salad. What am I going to pair that with?
You know, typically speaking, most of your, you know, green garden salads with a light vinaigrette, beautiful, crisp, dry white wines, no oak, Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Grigio, dry Rieslings, those are fantastic.
Okay. Now, one of my favorites is I go, and I like it. Unfortunately, when you don't find this in too many restaurants anymore, I like a Caesar salad the old-fashioned way. If they make it a tableside, great, you know, and then put some anchovies in
there. Yeah.
Right? So what am I going to mix? What am I going to pair that one with?
You know what? With the salads, with a little more body to them, especially, you know, if you've got some of those delicious briny anchovies, you can certainly work your way into dry rosés. And you know, I'm not talking, you know, your grandmother's white Zinfandel on the box, though I don't have an issue with that. That's kind of where some people begin. But a dry Southern French-style rosé, either a Grenache, Cinsault, Carignan, even those rosés of Pinot Noir and Mourvèdre, those are fantastic. They have a little bit of a body and a dried red fruit quality to it, but they still won't beat up your dish at all. And certainly with the salads, a little bit more oomph and power to them, where it could beat up a light white wine, those rosés are the perfect match.
Okay, so let's go on to the all-knowing goat cheese salad.
Yeah.
Goat cheese, so what am I going to mix with that? What am I going to pair with that one?
Oh, man, you know, I love goat cheese, and goat cheese and Sauvignon Blanc together are fantastic. There's no better match in the world. Just a dry, crisp Sauvignon Blanc, those grassy gooseberry notes with the goat cheese, it's fantastic.
Okay, Cobb salad?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, with what you got going there, you got a little bit more body. There's usually some bacon, sometimes some blue cheese and some egg in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so certainly, you know, you can work yourself into a little bit of a heavier white. I think Viognier is fantastic with that. You know, a light oaky Chardonnay also may have an appeal as well.
Okay. Tomato salad.
Oh, well, there.
Or we can go two ways. You go tomato salad,
yeah.
Or we can go to the Caprese.
Oh, man, those are both fantastic. I love tomatoes, especially when they're in season. You know, during the summer months, again, you know, rosés are fantastic with that. The elements of the tomato with those bright flavor profiles that they have, you know, really match beautifully with most Southern French rosés. Again, you know, dry whites, no oak, are going to work very well. But I'm a huge fan of rosé wine tomato salad. It's just delicious.
Okay, and then for those folks that this would not be me,
yeah,
but those folks that are on their diets right now and they're looking at a fruit salad for dessert.
Oh, sure.
So what are we going to put with that fruit salad?
Oh, man, you know, Gewürztraminer is wonderful. That's some wonderful tropical passion fruit mango-like elements to it. You could, if you would like, Riesling works beautifully as well. A little bit of an off-dry Riesling with a slightly sweet notes is going to really play well with your fruit cocktail.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. I think those are delicious.
Now, I saw this article, Michael, and mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised because I've been harassing some folks lately who gave to what I believed was an oxymoron. They said that they wanted a really, really good Moscato. And I didn't know there was such a thing as a good Moscato, but, you know, I'm not the expert. But I'm looking at this article, and it says Moscato d'Asti.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the heck that means.
Yeah, it's a sparkling Moscato from Asti in Italy. And, yeah, I think, you know, what is good is all, you know, a measure of the individual. And, yeah, there's some great Moscato d'Asti. There's a producer called Vietti that makes a delicious Moscato d'Asti that's bright, refreshing, lightly sparkling, or frizzante, as the Italians say. For sure. Fantastic opportunity.
You know, and you hit it right on the head, I think, in a real subtle way. You made a comment right there that I think really says everything that I believe and I think that most people should contemplate when they're thinking about wines, is it's really in the eyes of the drinker.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, because yeah. I may not think that a Moscato is a great wine, but I know my son loves Moscato. My mom loves Moscato.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say too much about it, right? I mean,
sure.
I kid them about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and I have some people that say that a big, bold cab is the only way to go. And, you know, I'm a little more of a lightweight when it comes to I'd rather have a Zinfandel or a Merlot in many instances. I mean, mm-hmm. if you give me a bottle of Hewitt, I have no problem with it.
Neither do I.
Right?
No, yeah. I think that's what's great about wine. You know, much like, you know, looking at, you know, your painting or a painter that you may be a fan of. You know, I'm a big fan of Salvador Dali. Some people like, you know, somebody else. I think that's just like wine. There's a whole opportunity and variety out there for what you like to drink. And it's all good for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there could be some really bad stuff out there, but it's all up to the individual, what you like and the occasion and what you're eating. I think that's, and thank God everything doesn't taste the same.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the parts that I have a problem with wine, and I love wine,
mm-hmm.
Probably more than I should, but.
Oh, no, there's no
such thing, right?
Right, right.
Is, you know, when you listen to people that talk about wine pairings,
mm-hmm.
right? And, you know, I never even think about what I'm going to eat. You go out to a nice restaurant, I don't think about what I'm going to eat when I think about what wine I'm going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you a perfect example, and I'll throw this at you. The night before New Year's, I went over to one of my favorite restaurants right here in Anaheim Hills. Those of you that know me know that follow me on social media. You can frequently find me over at Reunion Kitchen and Drink. And they made the best Chilean sea bass I've ever had. And I brought with me a very nice bottle of Opolo Cabernet.
Yeah, sure. Out of Paso.
Right. Now, two questions. Number one, because, again, I'm just me and I'm not politically correct. Is that the normal pairing, a Opolo cab with Chilean sea bass?
Well, you know, typically, and you know, they may be doing some, you know, maybe if it's paired with some, you know, braised shrimps underneath, you
okay.
know, it could really work really well. But, you know, typically, you know, with most pairings, you know, if you wanted to classically, what may go with that, you know, there may be a different option. But as I tell my guests, there's two ways we can do this. I can pair with what would classically go with the dish, or I could pair with what you drink. You know, and if someone doesn't like white wine or they don't like dry wine, they don't like sweet wine, it doesn't matter what I pour you.
Sure.
If it's not what you like, you're not going to like it. So yeah, I think each is a great opportunity, you know, and you know, it's just a matter of what your angle is.
Yeah, I just haven't. I guess I'm not sophisticated enough yet to figure out these things. And, you know, I had no idea when I went to the restaurant mm-hmm. what I was going to eat, but I did grab the bottle out of the wine cooler at home and said, "This is what we're going
to
drink."
And that, well, you're sophisticated enough to know what you want for the evening. I think that's perfect.
Yeah,
I think that's perfect.
And that's the way to do it. We're going to talk more with Michael Cox, Falling Bright Wine Merchants, when we come back. We're going to talk about some wine myths, and I'm going to throw these at him and see what his thoughts are. Maybe they're true, maybe they're not, but If you stay tuned, you're going to know the answer. According to the report I have in front of me and our in-studio wine expert, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also talk about some steps to take now if you're planning on buying a house in any time this year. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage Financial. When you're ready to get that mortgage, give us a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with our friends at Gold Star. I think they've got a gift for you in the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag. So text RSR gift bag, RSR gift bag, to 79564. Check it out. I think there's a gift for you. It might even be $500 worth. We'll talk about it. You can check it out right there yourself. Steps to take now if you plan to buy a house in 2017. Number one, check your credit report. Know what the scores are. Get the real FICO report. Constantly seeing where folks are, they push that dumb little button that says dispute. on the different bureaus, and it only causes them serious trouble. So I'm going to suggest stay away from that concept. Number two, determine your budget. Now, you may be able to afford a $500,000 house and the payment that goes with it, but that doesn't mean that's what you're comfortable with. So understand your budget and what you can afford. You need to know both. Get your down payment sorted out. Know where that money is coming from. Is it in the bank? Is it coming from a gift? Do you need to have that money showing in the bank accounts for several months? Think about those concepts. Prioritize your wants and needs. Know the two of them. What do you really have to have? What is it that you really want? What is it that you would like? Pay your bills on time. Make sure you're constantly paying them on time so that you don't get the best credit report possible, the credit scores possible. Don't go buy a car if you're thinking about buying a house this year. Just think about that concept. And make sure, this is the biggie, give us a call at Gold Star Mortgage and I'll put you in touch with them so they can get you pre-underwritten. The pre-approval, the pre-qualification, that's yesterday's news. Pre-underwritten so you can actually make an offer as you've got cash in the bank, get rid of that one level of contingencies. Again, that is some steps to take if you're planning on buying a house in 2017. Get the free gift from our friends as well. Text RSR Gift Bag to 79564, RSR Gift Bag to 79564. Continuing our conversation this morning, Michael Cox, Falling Bright Wine Merchants, is in the house. Before we get into the myths that we want to talk about, I'm going to share with you, because I just think it's fascinating and enjoyable, the idea of the wine trios that you do. Sure. How do you come up with those?
Well, it's a lot of hard work and tasting that we do throughout the month. The wines are normally 500 cases or less, and there's three of them that we select every month. And they're meant to pair seasonally with cuisines and market items that are at their very best. And we mainly select wines that you won't find in your average grocery store or wine shop. Mainly these are from list-only winers or small production wines that sell directly from their own establishment.
So we've got a couple of issues there that I like to highlight. Number one, I got to thank you. You know, you're doing something there. And as a public service, of course, you're probably drinking a lot of different wines to find the three best.
It's tough, yep.
So, you know, that public service is great that you guys do that.
That's a tough job.
I know, I used to talk to Robert Mott about this when we were doing the wine club there. And he says, well, we taste about 300 wines a month just to so that you don't have to.
Exactly. I'd hate for you to deal with any, you know, subpar swill. So I'm going to have to consume that all for you.
And the other part of it that I really enjoy, and not a lot of people understand this or focus on it, to me, I like it, is that you mentioned that it's their 500 case productions or below most times.
For the most part, yes.
And that really means that I'm not going to find these wines at Costco and the big box stores.
Exactly.
So they're going to be something that's going to be a little off the beaten path. Now, here's the question that comes from these. When you get on your trio mailing list, mm-hmm. and you find something that you really, really like, is there a possibility of getting more of it?
Yeah, there is. The beauty of the trio is such a great value. Is it's able to introduce you these wines you've not had a chance before to enjoy, and if you like them, yeah, you can order more from us. In fact, there's a 15% discount when you order six or more bottles, and so you can get those wines shipped directly to your door. You can enjoy them with your friends, and then you can you know show them how great those wines are as well. Yeah,
good stuff. So I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So there's three wines. Obviously, that's why it's called a trio.
Yeah.
Right? I'm pretty quick.
Yeah. There you go. Good. It all makes sense.
So of the trio this month, which is your favorite?
Man, it's really tough. You know, I know we already talked about the Disciples wine, the one with the ram's head on. I'm a huge fan of that. I got to tell you, there's one wine on that in the trio from Slacker Wines. It's the second label of Vinny Colado in Paso Robles. And it is a beautiful Rhone style blend that is bold and expressive. It's got wonderful mouth-filling tannins. It's long, lingering finish. It's fantastic with a lot of the braised red meats and stews and pot roast people are doing during this time of the year. I just can't think of a better wine to be enjoying right now. Yeah, the Computer Geek by Slacker Wines is definitely my favorite on the list.
Okay, so I'm going to make sure that we, and I'm being that I'm a computer geek myself, I'm going to definitely be indulging
sure.
in that one as well. So we got some myths that we're going to chat with Michael about today. We're going to put him on the spot because I haven't, he and I have not talked about these at all, but I'm going to find my list of myths and see whether they're legit or illegit. A great place to store your wine is in the kitchen.
Unless you've got a really big kitchen, with a pantry area that's away from all the stoves and ovens, I don't recommend it. Normally, yeah, that area is really hot, and it's not going to do well for your wines, especially that you want to lay down. Now, if you're going to have a wine there for a few days, it's not going to be a big issue to sit it on the counter. But yeah, normally you want to find a cool, dark place away from any heat.
So I'm going to throw this one at you just to get my own information.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wine fridge, and I keep it just set at 54. It's all the time the same temp.
That's fantastic.
Can I keep my reds and whites in the same fridge?
Yeah, I think so. I think that a good cellar temperature, if you will, or a good temperature for your wine fridge is 55 degrees.
Okay.
That's going to hold your reds and your white wines very well. I think that's a great average temperature.
And I'm going to throw this out there, and you're the expert, but I'm just the drinker.
we'll see. Yeah.
So the other thing is that I had some people at my house for the holidays, and I brought out a bottle of red wine, and I said that it needs to be chilled a little more. And they laughed at me and they said, you don't chill red wine. And I said, well, that's how I like it.
Yeah, I think, there's several reasons to chill a wine based on individual flavor profile, how you like to enjoy it. And also some of these, bolder wines, a little bit higher alcohol content, they really do benefit from a little time in an ice bucket. And it certainly won't drink so hot. You won't have that alcoholic bite. And, I know some very affluent people who, really do enjoy a little ice cube in their wine. As long as you're enjoying it, I think that's certainly okay.
And the winemaker is not going to cry too much when you put ice in his wine.
Oh, they'll never know.
Okay. Myth number two, decanting is only for old, expensive wines.
Yeah, you know what? Do we have an hour to go over this? I decant just about all red wines, with the exception of Pinot Noir. Don't usually decant white wines. For red wines that are from a more recent vintage, definitely, I think decanting those wines is something you want to do.
From a recent vintage?
Yeah. Wines need a chance to flex their muscles a bit. They need to kind of aerate and oxidize just a touch and really to help themselves expose themselves in a more fuller and enjoyable state. Once when you open a wine, especially if it's from a recent vintage, a little tightly wound, it's really not as expressive as it should be. So yeah, a nice decant with a recent vintage, whether it is maybe perhaps a wine that is at a value or not, I think for the most part is always a benefit. And then yeah, for older wines, I think the decanting process is good, certainly to hold back some of the sediment that may be in a older wine, but you want to do that before you drink it. These older wines are, just how we were talking about how a younger wine is tightly wound, these older wines are going to express themselves very quickly. So decanting an older wine right before you drink, I think is in your best interest.
Okay, we've got myth number three, whites should be served from the fridge, reds from room temperature.
Yeah, room temperature for me is never a good setting for wine. That 75 degree temperature, wine's going to drink hot in your mouth
and
feel warm. You talked about that cellar temperature, 55 degrees, right out of the chiller for a white or red wine, I think is always a great place to start. If you want, you can put it in a bucket full of ice to get a wine colder. But, once that wine is too cold, it's not going to have all the flavors that are really in there for you. The cold temperature is going to keep some of those wonderful nuancey flavors that you want to enjoy so much, out of play for your palate.
Sure. Okay. Here's one that you can't really, I guess, I don't know whether I should be asking this one to the purveyor of wines, but expensive wines are better.
Well, I mean,
buy based on the price label.
Yeah, I would, you know, and certainly the short answer is no. You know, the rule of thumb is no. Not all expensive wines are better. There are certainly some wines out there that have a, you know, based on reputation, production level, and certainly, you know, the way that they taste. Yeah, they do acquire a higher price point. I think some of those are really worth it. But great wines are available to you at all price points. And there are some wines that are certainly, you know, at an elevated price point that I think shouldn't be there. So yeah, I would not base my level of enjoyment on a wine based on price tag alone by any means.
Good deal. We got a real quickie answer because I think we've already talked about this one. Red wine with meat, white wine with poultry or fish.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's, you know, again, you can talk about the what you like to drink and go with that. But, you know, I really think, you know, the focal point of this, the main protein, if you will, is always going to kind of be your driver. But what goes with this is really, you know, tweak the way you're, what you're going to enjoy. So, like, we made that joke, Chilean sea bass with red wine. Well, you know, if that Chilean sea bass has some braised short ribs, a beautiful root vegetable puree underneath it, you're in Merlot territory for sure.
Okay.
You know, now if you're also having, you know, a pounded steak carpaccio with an arugula salad on top, well, that's not going to go with red wine. You want a bright, high-acid white. So there's never really any rule of thumb with, you know, white with fish only. And, yeah, so I'd say there's certainly, you know, going to be some difference on there, how the dish is prepared and what it goes with.
Drink what you like.
Exactly. That's what it all goes back to. You just got to drink what you like. Yeah.
Great information. As always, Michael Cox joining us from Falling Bright Wine Merchants. Check them out online. If you want more information about their trio, give me a holler. I'll put you in touch with Michael. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.